Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news, reflecting your views, this is CYTR's thing.
CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting live from Vancouver, UBC.
Accelerated program.
Accelerated programming since 1937.
So much coming in, I do not know where to begin. I just follow the lead you're pulling, and I get lost in your trail. So much more to tell, you just ask me if I'm doing well. I do not know what the hell, I just swallow hard.
Thank you. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory here in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Fresh Slice.
Hello.
Hi. I feel like we have not been on the radio in a while. I think our last episode together was the Music Waste.
Yeah, that was only like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But it's been a summer of us just kind of alternating missing episodes, so it's always nice when it's the two of us in studio together.
So we started the show. I think it's going to be a calmer one today, so maybe you're in that mood. That's the mood we're in. It might pick up.
We'll see.
It might pick up. We started the episode with the artist Big Thief, with their song Black Diamonds off of their latest album Capacity, which I've been listening to for the past few days. It is really great. They're from Brooklyn. I'll say I wasn't into their last releases, but I think this album is like fantastic. Then we played
Jared Brown where's he from?
Ladysmith, British Columbia. Ladysmith.
Yeah, so like whoop, Ladysmith, dang. That was a song back where he came from the album Jack Mager. Yeah,
you
I don't
can
know.
Listen to his stuff on Bandcamp. He sounds a bit like Bob Dylan, which is really relevant because we have an expert in the room. Quinn is currently in a class at the University of British Columbia solely focused on the literature of Bob Dylan, a poet, Nobel laureate.
I feel like I'm starting to get very annoying because I just like dove too deep into Bob Dylan.
Are you sick?
It's most of what I talk about now.
Cool.
I'm not sick of it. I'm really getting into watching his interviews because he's just kind of like rude.
Yeah. What was the rude thing that you were telling me earlier?
I was watching an interview yesterday where someone asks him like about someone's like, do you like Donovan's? Like, do you think Donovan is a good songwriter? And Bob Dylan is like, no. He's a nice guy, though.
Very honest.
Rude.
That was super rude.
Also, if you've ever heard that song, Idiot Wind, hilarious, but very rude.
Why?
It's a whole song just calling someone an idiot.
That would be
crushing. It's like a 7-minute song, too. Yeah. So he's kind of hilarious. But yeah, I've also noticed that I've started to listen to a lot of music that also just sounds like Bob Dylan because I've been listening to a ton of Bob Dylan.
It's the baseline. It's also the baseline, I think, yeah, for a lot of musicians, too. So
a lot of like rock and, yeah.
Not a crazy thing. But speaking of rude guys, I think we're going to play an Ariel Pink song next.
Yeah, he just released a new single, which I'm really excited about. I hope this means a new album. Soon. So this is the song Another Weekend. Yeah.
Oh,
This is Fresh Slice, and that was Your Band by BBQT. Before that, we played Legends, Vancouver Legends, rock group Puzzlehead with their latest and released Trucks. And that song is Keychain. The whole album is great.
Yeah, I've been like jamming onto the song Trucks. I love it. It's a really satisfying song.
And before that, we played the newest Ariel Pink single, Weekend.
Another Weekend.
Another Weekend.
Yeah. That's a great, like, sunny song. I feel like after this show, I might just, like, go lie in the sun and listen to it on repeat.
Because it's the weekend. Congrats.
Yay.
We made it. I only work on the weekends.
me too. So the weekend isn't...
They've lost all meaning.
It really stinks, actually. What's up next, Christine?
Next up, I think we'll play a Mark Kozik song. Actually, no, we'll play Girlpool next. Their latest album is phenomenal. We really hyped them up when they were going to come visit, but I've still been listening to it, so I want to play them. And my favorite song off the album is It Gets More Blue. This is off of Power Plant.
Thank you. into my eyes. The last Sunday of every month from 11 to 5. I want you here with me.
Your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
This is Fresh Slice. That was the song Trains by Gesture, local band, off of their latest No Past, It Started All Over Again, which is a digital release on Bandcamp. And the whole thing is really, really amazing. I recommend that you listen to it start to finish. I think that it really builds on what they were going for off of their latest, or their last one, which was kind of a demo. Anyways, they might have a release show. And before
hopefully
that...
Hopefully they do.
Because I think that they are not very active as a band right now, but I would love to see them live. And before that, we played... I know we played Girlpool with their latest Power Plant. And what did we play before that?
Marbled Eye.
Yes.
We saw Marbled Eye last night at...
A venue,
and they were incredible. Christina listened to them before, but I had not, and dang, they were really good.
Yeah, they were really tight. I thought it was cool. This is, like, very specific, but, like, the bass player, so all of their songs are really kind of, like, they're all about 3 minutes, and they're kind of repetitive in a really good way. You can, like, really zone out, but they had... Their bass player was, like, really at the front of the stage with the drummer, and then the two guitarists were on either side, and they both sang.
But they were, like, in the background,
kind of. And they were kind of in the background. Yeah, and then it was just this bassist, like...
Just owning the stage.
He was totally owning it.
Yeah, no, that was great. I like seeing that.
Yeah. And it was, like, yeah, the rhythm in all of the songs is, like, so...
Don't tuck your bass player away.
No.
In front and center. Why not?
He was in, yeah, some active shoes, too, so he could...
Runners.
Some runners. Yeah, and so what are we gonna play next?
We're gonna play some Late Spring, which we played a little like sneak peek off of this EP Trembly Fog a couple weeks ago. So we're gonna play a different song now because the whole thing is out. Mm-hmm. Worth checking out.
I saw Discorder put out their music video for Trembly Fog. Guess what? It's super foggy. Really cool, haunted vid.
Spooky
vid. They have a really strong aesthetic.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. It's very kind of
like... They have
like
a very polished look.
Witches and like...
Idea.
Yeah.
Dark very rock and roll.
Crystals. Anyways, I'm going to play the song Monsoon Song off of Trembly Fog.
Yeah. some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports! 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 Sports!
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from?
From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
We always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
This is Fresh Slice.
That was...
that was Maneater.
Maneater. Local band, but really exciting. This week, they announced that they were signed to Bird Tapes, which is a New York label, and they're going to be putting out their debut album. I think it comes out July 27th. And they put out that song, Noise.
which was on their EP.
Which was on their demos. So, I mean, it's an amazing song. It's so good. And I'm really excited to hear more.
Yeah. I'm really stoked for a full album of Maneater.
The world should be.
Oh, yeah.
So, before that Maneater song, we played Shrouded Amps, another great local group, member of Knife Pleats, with their song Chocolate Church off of the album Chocolate Church. And if you were listening before that, we played a late spring song, the Monsoon song off of their latest EP, Trembly Fog. So good stuff. Next, I want to play, I'm really excited, I just discovered, or like, I didn't discover them, obviously, because I think they're a big band, but this band Plumtree from Halifax in the 90s, this record was just reissued by Label Obscura in Toronto. It's called Plumtree Predicts the Future. And the song, great classic movie I made my friends go to with me when I was in high school, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, I think, which was like a novel. Yeah.
Is a song in it?
Yeah, like that. This is the inspiration for that.
Oh, like the whole comic series? Cool.
I'm not going to play that song, but I'm going to play this song, Go. And yeah, just a piece of rare indie stuff from Halifax in the 90s. So enjoy.
Again and again, we lose our friends. With time, the reasons disappear. I don't know why the gates are closed, but the fever's in the wheel. Now watch you get back in. all those steps you chose to retrace. But if you don't care, then why should I? I followed the path of no choice. The lazy river was warm enough. Too many times I've watched the drowning of all those who tried to get out. But I see you slip back in. All those steps you chose to retake. But if you don't care, then why should I? Life more ordinary. Now what am I bitching about? The bus ride was fine. I made it to work on time. Probably even survived till lunch. And I see you slip back in. All the steps you chose to retake. If you don't care, then why should I?
This is Fresh Slice, and we're signing out. You just heard the song When the Party... Oh, no. It's not called that. If You Don't Care. But the album is When the Party's Over. What is the show is over? But that's by Whitney Kay, who recently left us, moved on to Montreal, but still sending back some tunes for us to listen to.
Yeah, thank you. So next up is Radio Zero. Stay tuned. I think it could get, the beat could be put into the studio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to play a very sleepy song.
We're going to play a sleepy song before that.
Have a smooth transition from a super sleepy song into some afternoon jams, hopefully.
The sleepy stuff that we're going to be playing is by the band Ether Gel from Victoria, and this song is called I Don't Need You for Leonard, off of their latest Spring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy Friday. Bye.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Just know that